Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 28th of December, 2012, and welcome to the Wholesome Bites. This is the first Wholesome Bites in a fortnight. Last week, I was at the Nienra, that's Irish-speaking Montessori, carol concert. So I recorded a short audio piece from there as well. And if you do listen to the very end, you can hear where the one-year-old decided to assist the kids in singing Bula Bus, which is the Irish language version of Jingle Bells. He really, really enjoyed it. In fact, he enjoyed it so much he just wanted to run around the hall. Yes, run. I know he's only 14 months, but he started to run. I don't know how I'm going to get the energy to keep up with this pair, but I'm sure I'll find it from somewhere. I did manage to just about make the 12 Days of Christmas blog posts over on the blog. I have struggled to keep up to date with deadlines for articles and items on the blog over the last couple of weeks. My computer went out of action. It was fixed by my wonderful brother-in-law, who's based very near me. So if anybody does need help with their computer, do let me know. I'll put you in touch with him. It was quite a tricky problem to fix. Took him a while, but he has managed to get it up and running. It is limping, but it really made me think about, you know, what I would do if I didn't have a PC. And I have to quite honestly say, I would struggle to blog from a point of view of food photography and of things on the blog. From a point of view of typing up a blog, well, you know, I'd do it. It'd take me an awful lot longer on a netbook or something like that. But from a point of view of food photography and food blogging, I know that I would really, really struggle if I didn't have a computer. Anyway, so the last 2 weeks I eased off a little bit from a point of view of recording and photographing. And you probably may not have noticed that on the blog, but the reason for that is because I schedule things in advance. I save blog posts in advance. And then I schedule them to post by themselves. It gives me a little bit more freedom from a point of view of running the household. But now that all of my scheduled posts are gone, now I'm having to look to the year ahead in terms of the blog, in terms of podcasting and what I'd like to do on the blog, articles that I'd like to work on for the various online publications I do articles for and stuff like that. So it's a nice chance for me to sit down and take stock. And in that vein, I took a look at how the blog had done in the 10 and a half months since I launched the domain wholesomeireland.com. And I published a blog post on that last night. So you can take a look at that if you're interested. It's over on the blog. Sort of to recap, I've done 123 posts in the last 10 and a half months. And when I say it like that, it just sounds like an incredible amount. But because I schedule it and because I work it in around the family schedule and it's worked in around the family meal plan, and it is my thing, it's my hobby, it's something that I really, really enjoy, it doesn't feel like that much to me. There's been 250 something odd comments and there's been over 100,000 page views, which the overwhelming majority, I think more than three quarters of those have come in the last 6 months. And I do think that's come from an improvement in my food photography and me coming back an awful lot more to what I enjoy making, cooking, what we do with the family, and being more realistic in my goals and in what I want to do. So with it being Christmas holidays, the kids are off school. And that means my husband is off work as well. Well, he's not off work, but he's not working two school hours. So it means that I'm finding it more difficult to... Sorry, I can hear a scream. It's not my child. I think it's one of the neighbours. So I think I'm safe for two more minutes. I'm finding it more difficult to schedule in my blog posts and to photograph food and all that kind of thing, because I do it in my quiet times during the day when the 4-year-old is in school, the 1-year-old might be napping or distracted for a couple of minutes, and the 13-year-old would be in school or in her mum's, and himself, the husband, would be at work. So I'm having to try and find a way of working that around what I'm doing at the moment. So I need a couple of days. I have one or two bits to come up over the next couple of days, but I also need to take a chance and sit down and work out the schedule for the next couple of months ahead. So if you're interested to see some tips on how I found the last 10 and a half months as a food blogger, some tips on blogging, and some ideas for gifts that, to be honest with you, are kind of nice any time of the year and not necessarily around Christmas, it's just some of them are slightly Christmas themed, you'll find them over on the blog, which is wholesomeireland.com. You'll find me on Twitter and my handle is @wholesomeie, and you'll find me on Facebook and just do a search for Wholesome Ireland. And finally, thank you very much to Audioboo for featuring me for the second time just before Christmas on my Irish Christmas food memories. Audioboo have been fantastically supportive of my podcasting, and in that vein, I'm also listed over on the iTunes podcasting store, and you can subscribe to me over there so it's instantly delivered to your phone when I record a new podcast. Have a lovely weekend, and if I don't podcast before then, have a fantastic new year.